Transferring. 1. Because our flight was late taking off, we only have a few minutes to get to our connecting flight. 2. The terminal are on the other side of the airport, so we really need to hurry. 3. It is best when booking your trip to allow plenty of time between flights. 4. In large airports, almost all airports are large. It can take time to find the gate location for your connecting flight. 5. Ask airport staff for help if needed. 6. Excuse me, miss, can you tell me where gate 89 is, please? 7. Arrive at the gate 30 to 45 minutes before departure, if possible. 8. Wow, we made it with time to spare. 9. Now we can relax. 10. I'm going to walk around for a while. 11. It's almost time to board again. 12. Please place your carry-on bags on the conveyor belt. 13. Our bags are going through the X-ray again. 14. We have to go through the metal detector again. 15. Please empty your pockets and step through. 16. Is it necessary to check in for a connecting flight? 17. Check-in is required for all connecting flights. 18. Most important is allowing enough time between the flights so that you can check in. 19. Of course, this has to be done when you make your reservations. 20. In some cases, depending on your itinerary, you might even have to claim your baggage and recheck them onto your connecting flight. 21. I have never heard of this. How inconvenient. 22. Are you sure? 23. I have never flown there. 24. In these cases, you should allow at least an hour between connecting flights because of the extra time needed to claim them and check them in again. 25. Anytime you are traveling on more than one flight on any day, there are minimum connection times that should be allowed for when booking flights. 26. In most cases, you don't have to think about your baggage when you check in at a connecting flight. 27. Normally, your baggage is checked all the way to your final destination. 28. Checking in for a connecting flight without baggage in tow is a simple matter of presenting proper ID and your airline ticket. 29. Seasoned travelers know to always allow ample time between flights. 30. Listen closely to the announcements once you've landed. 31. There could be a gate change for your connecting flight. 32. We'd better check the gate for this connecting flight. 33. Where's the monitor? 34. I don't see our flight number listed on the monitor. 35. This looks like a gate agent. Let's ask. 36. Miss, has there been some change for Anchorage Flight 479? I don't see it on the monitor. 37. Oh, yes. There it is on the monitor now. It's gate 38. 38. Thank you. See, they did change the gate. 39. Once you've arrived at the connecting flight airport, you can always ask a gate agent to look up your flight. 40. If there is an unreasonably short period of time between your connecting flights, call the airline. 41. It is their responsibility to get you to your final destination. 42. If they can't get you on another flight the same day, you should ask for compensation and hotel lodging. 43. If you are very early, you could go to the ticketing counter and see if there are any flights to your destination that are leaving before your flight. 44. If this is the case, you can request to be placed on a standby list for one of those flights. 45. It looks like we're probably going to miss our connecting flight. 46. I know. It leaves in just 25 minutes and we haven't even landed yet. 47. If the connecting flight leaves before your flight deplanes, you should demand a concession from the airline. 48. They should give you a ticket voucher or possibly upgrade you to first class. 49. We're sorry you missed your connecting flight, and it was because your flight was delayed at takeoff. 50. I can get you out on the next flight leaving in 2 hours. 51. But it is 11 o'clock p.m., and that would be very late. 52. How about a morning flight and a hotel room for the night? 53. Yes, I can do that, and here are some meal vouchers, too. 54. The first flight out is at 8:05. Now let's make sure it's not sold out. 55. Okay, you're in luck. Do you prefer a window or aisle seat?